Could we move on? I'm sorry, I'm not managing this too well today. We're a little behind program. We now have LCSD going to brief us on the Park Deco project. Paul and team, welcome to you all. Paul, are you going to present, brief us?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon all members. My name is Paul Jones from the Leisure and Cultural Services Department, and on my left is Connor Lam from the Hong Kong Art Center, and then there are two artists, one is Douglas Ho, another one is Daniel, and they are responsible for design of the new park furniture. Before they give the presentation, I just want to give a very brief introduction of why we are doing this project and what are we going to achieve. The title of this project called the Park Deco, Chinese name called the Qiu Zhong Gong Yun, and the name implies that we want to do some more creative and innovative park furniture and signage in our parks. We have been building parks for a number of years, and we have received criticism from the public and also some of the park lovers saying that our parks are a bit outdated and they want us to do something new, to give a new outlook to the park. And against this background, and so we collaborate with Hong Kong Art Center and the artist to have a pilot project at Quarry Bay Park. And the project actually started last year and was completed on 11th May, that is this month, and we have a launch ceremony on the 12th. And following this, we are going to have another what we call the medium-term project to be launched at the Cornwall Street Park in Kowloon. We have also engaged Hong Kong Design Center as our project architect. But for this time, we concentrate ourselves on the pilot project at Quarry Bay Park. Without further ado, I would like to hand the floor to Connie.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Chairman, and thank you all the members. I'm so glad that I get such an opportunity to share with you today about this pilot scheme. Here I am, as I'm Connie Lam. I represent both the Hong Kong Art Center and the Public Art Hong Kong. Please excuse me, I would like to share a bit about our background. Hong Kong Art Center has been established more than 34 years, and we aim at promoting contemporary art through exhibitions and art education. And we really want to build a bigger art audience in Hong Kong. We think bring art to the community is very important. So in the years of 2005, we have a spin-off organization called Public Art Hong Kong, and this organization aims at doing public art in different communities in Hong Kong, and we get funded by the YK Pao Foundation. So with this background, I think you know very well that is we really want to make use of different opportunities to make bring art to the community, to make the bridging the community and art. And we think Hong Kong has a very good waterfront, and we hope that we have a lot of opportunity to bring art to the waterfront. So we are so excited that we have the Island East Harbour Waterfront. And this time we have the Quarry Bay Park as our pilot scheme. So as I have shared, that we have a very clear aim that we want to bring art to the community. So as we want to do something more approachable, so we want to combine functional things with art. That's why we come up with the art furniture. And more important, we want to make these art furniture, can highlight the uniqueness of the park. And also more important, that we let the visitors can really enjoy and also can experience art. I think your pictures can say a thousand words. So I want to tell you what is the uniqueness of the Coral Bay Park. And after I've been visit this park for several times, I really enjoyed walking through that. And I think that lots of visitors have the same experience like me. And because the area is with a lot of greenery and also have a very good sea view. And based on that, says we have come up with an idea that is called Oasis. As a lot of people think, is as you know, that Oasis is mostly inside a desert. But I think this is an oasis inside our city. And more important is along the seashores. So we come up to ideas to how to bring art and encounter nature. And finally, we have the theme is called the Oasis Along the Seashore. And after the research consultations, finally we confirmed to have three sets of art furniture. And also, we also want to have a more welcoming atmosphere in the park. That's why we also propose to have an improved signage system, so to provide more clear information and also provide a more fresh ideas inside the park. So altogether, I'm coming up to share with you about the signage and also the art furniture. And before I go to the details, I want to say something very important to you is like before we start anything, we have to do a lot of site visits, researches, and public consultations, and also the prototype testing. And I think this time when we do the public consultation is really helpful to us, and because we really know what's the needs of the user, the park user. And I take one example to share with you. Original, the assembled topologies, one set of art furniture is original plan to place under a covered area because we think a lot of people want to sit over there to see the sea view, and with a cover, with the shadows, make people more happy. But finally, after we do a lot of interviews, we find this cover phase is very important for lots of users who love to do exercise. And they quite worry this type of furniture will block their space. So finally, we chat with our teammates, LCSD, and also with their artists. And then we move the new locations. And later on, our artist, Douglas, will share with you more about how this location is fit more with his work. So I will let him to talk to you later on that area. And today, our young artist group in this park, they are very busy today, they cannot come. So I represent them to share with you about the sign system. I have to explain to some of your members who cannot read Chinese. It's like Coral Bay, original that's in the Chinese name is the Caribbean cap, so it's a fish. So that's why this artist group is inspired by this Chinese character name and then make a fish to represent the Coral Bay. And they make use of this human figures and also some plantations to represent the visitors and also the plantations inside the park and to represent the park. So that's why they combined all these images together to represent the Coral Bay Park. And I think this young artist group who is born in the 80s, they really want to involve a lot of fun and warm welcome images to make people to enjoy to go to the park. And you can see from your left-hand side, you can see this new signage of the entrance signage. And the right-hand side is the old one. You can see this is how the new image will provide through this signage. And please see the composite signage. You can see from the left-hand side, the new one, and also the right-hand side, the previous one. And we try to make the pictogram is more bigger so people can spot it more easier and will provide more friendly gestures to the visitors. And we also add something as more functional. It's called the wayfinding because the first time visitors might not remembers or don't know the direction. So this wayfinding signage is quite useful. And then we also have the map and bulletin board. So this will help the user, the LCSD members, they can more systematic to put in the the posters. And I think it's like what we share in the signage, you see most of the color scheme and also the structures is very well blend with the overall environment, and this is what we think to give a very unique image of the park. I would like to stop at this moment and let my team members as Daniel to share with you two sets of our furniture.
Thank you. Daniel? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the chance. So I will also speak on behalf of Mr. Zhong, who is the designer of the branches. First of all, let me introduce you the musical chair. The idea of this is both the park and the music is an element of happiness. So we use five magnified musical notes put into 3D forms so the user can sit on it and touch it. And also when you slap on the notes, they have different sound like coming from different drums. So that the rhythm and the melodies coming through the furniture and plays pretty well in now the amphitheater canvas site. This furniture is about fiberglass, and also we have different some plants next to it. Hopefully it grows and it casts shadow on the site where we don't used to have trees. The second one is the branches, which is inspired by the good old time that people hang out in the park with the bird cages. So there's this three-seater with elongate solar panel bird cages. We will give mood light at the night time automatically, and so to light up the area, as you can see on the pictures. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman and all members. I'm Douglas Ho, and I'm responsible for the assembled topology artwork. For this artwork, as Connie earlier mentioned, our original proposed location was initially under a covered area. And after the public consultation, at the request of the public, which they would like to preserve the place mainly for Tai Chi and all kinds of exercise, we have relocated the set of installations to where close to the Lei King Wan entrance is. And we have altogether 17 pieces of seatings, and the concept is derived from the finds that we see from nature. These 17 pieces are actually all molded out from the same mold, which is basically that's just one form, but depends on the way how we fix it and the level how we adjusted it. It can form a wide range of configurations and combinations. The structure itself is basically composed of fiberglass, and there's a steel structure inside which is anchored to the floor underneath. And then on the outside is finished with the EPDM material. EPDM is basically a synthetic rubber which is recyclable, and it is actually widely used in a lot of parks today. You can see that actually the floor also we have used the same material to lay out to make it more consistent and to formulate an area where people can actually visually more interesting. The material itself is soft to touch, and it has a little bit of resilient quality, so that when you sit on it, it actually feels softer on the furniture, and it doesn't retain water, and it has a good aeration, so that even though maybe sometimes under the intense sun, the furniture will heat up, but with a bit of breeze, and it will actually cool down the furniture quite quickly. So that's it.
As Paul shared this last week, we have the launch ceremony. We've been working more than 1 year, and I still have my memory very fresh because we work because our working relationship is really good, and we have a very good team with the artists and with the LCSC team, and here I want to share with you is I'm really looking for there's more art along the waterfront, and I think this will really beautify the beautiful Victoria Harbour. Thank you.
Paul, that's the conclusion? Thank you. Members, obviously a very interesting initiative by LCSD. Well done. Interesting. You're now out to consultation. When do you anticipate you will have collected people's views, particularly the views of the users of the waterfront?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are going to conduct an opinion survey in July this year. As a matter of fact, there's a Facebook, CE office Facebook, the Upper Albert Road. They have done a videotape and also recording with the artist, and there, at the moment, there is a survey being carried out on the Facebook starting from the 12th and will be finished on 31st of May. And so by then, we hope that we can get sufficient feedback from the users and see what we need to be done in the future on the design of the new park furniture as well as signage. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry to keep asking questions, but two more questions, if I may, and then pass it to the floor. Do you see this as a one-off initiative, or are you seeking to obtain opinions such that you can have a solution which could be applied along large parts of the waterfront, or is this just a selective approach, if you like? And same question is cost. I hate to be a bore, but Chairman, I probably have to ask these questions. I mean, how would this compare from a cost perspective with a more traditional solution? People are going to ask that question, so I think we should ask it of you and at least understand if there's an extra cost, what it is. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, basically, as I said, this is the pilot. And following that, actually, at the moment, we are now working very closely with Hong Kong Design Center on another project called Cornwall Street Park, whereby we are not only introducing new park furniture and signage, we also ask HSD to carry out some refurbishment work on site so that the whole setting will be in harmony with the new park furniture and the signage. That will take a bit of longer time because it needs more work to be done. And at the moment, the Hong Kong Design Center is now they have already done the expressions of interest, and they have shortlisted five companies, and at the end, they have come to the final three. And these three companies have been asked to do a proposal, and they are required to submit the proposal for the selection board's consideration on the 31st of May. And after that, we will select a project curator who will do the design as well as the design and build work on the whole park. And then our HSD will also come in and they will do the refurbishment work. This project, we call it a medium-term project, is expected to be completed by August next year. And after these two projects, then we will try to assess the feedback from the public and see whether we can apply this design, what we call the parameters, to the existing parks as well as the new projects. As regards the cost, for this one, it costs around $3 million. We did compare this cost with the traditional one. Of course, the traditional park furniture, they are at a lower price because they are of mass production, and also they are very common in every park. For this one, it did a lot of cost and time for the design and production. And so in terms of unit cost, I would say that it is very comparatively higher than the traditional one. But by how much, I don't have the idea, but it is on the high side. And so that's why at the very beginning, we did bargain with the designers, with the artists, to lower the price so as to make it more sort of more acceptable to the members of the public when we say how much it costs. We know that price is a main concern, not only from the chairman yourself, but also from the members of the public. And so we try to keep the price at a very reasonable level so that it is more acceptable to the members of the public. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Vincent, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I must say that it's unfair to compare an artwork with a factory-made furniture.
Only a surveyor would do that, don't worry.
Right. So I think, I happen to be, well, as a member of the HarbourFront Commission, I happen to be invited into and join the opening ceremony. And I must say that I have to congratulate the LCSD for doing this very encouraging initiative. It's indeed very refreshing and enlightening, particularly seeing all this colorful and lively furniture rather than this old-fashioned wooden benches that were fenced off for preventing people from sleeping. So I think that's a very, very remarkable move forward. And I also very much like the signage, the new look of this signage, because, well, if you see people are already laughing at the old signage, that the 15 not 2 signage and at every entrance of the park. So I think this is a very remarkable step forward and also make our harbourfront more and more interesting. And I always believe that, well, creativity will sparkle further creativities. You know, I think this is a very encouraging start. Now, one point I would like to mention is that I have been repeating myself every time when I say about all these signage. It's not just about the signage, it's actually about management of this harbourfront or public open space. You know, even if you do a nicer signage telling people not to fly a kite, the fact is you still don't allow people to fly a kite. You know, and I'm not saying that you encourage people to fly a kite, but well, I think there are things that need to be clarified. It's about the management of the open space, whether we can walk on the grass or sleep on the grass. It's interesting to note that, well, the permanent secretary on the day said that actually that was a misunderstanding, that people are not allowed to walk on grass. So he actually publicly pointed out that, well, people can actually walk on grass. And I quietly asked the LCSD staff next to me, and can we sleep on it? She said, well, oh, of course you can, provided you don't sleep overnight. And I think that is a very, if that is a policy, I would say that this is a very, very much encouraging policy. The question is how the frontline management take that. You know, when I published this news that I heard from permanent secretary and that official from the LCSC, I just put my articles on my Facebook, you know, and then people are just writing, commenting on my article, saying that this is not the fact, you know, because, well, the frontline people are actually stopping people from walking on the grass. So I would take this opportunity while Paul is here to make sure that good policy would be well communicated and executed well in the frontline management, and that would be even a much bigger, remarkable improvement. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Other points, questions, members? I mean, this obviously, Becky, please, is largely work in progress, and Paul, we'd obviously like you to come back when you've finished your survey and got the responses, because I think it would be very interesting to see how the public does respond. But Becky, please.
I also think this is a very good initiative, but I have some concern about maintenance. If I remember correctly, this morning on the news, some people are already saying that some of these artwork has to be taken out for maintenance. And it's actually quite disappointing for a child to sit on a musical chair without music. So I just wonder, you know, after all this has been designed, right, this will be transferred kind of back to LCSD. Do you have the resources and the expertise in order to maintain it, or simply the commitment? Because I think when you have the question here to ask people about it, they are going to like it. But they are thinking it in terms of when the facilities are brand new and are well maintained, then they will like it. But otherwise, the opinion may be different. So I just want to know a little bit more about this.
We'll come back to you in a minute, Paul. Any more points that people like to raise, and then you can answer things collectively? Please.
for a new design, probably we also need to consider the other points of maintainability as well. And that is, for some cases, when you have sharp point or some other unintended usage, I think we need to consider the safety aspect as well. And also the wear and tear broken parts, and that comes all to the maintenance aspect. So that is the point I want to supplement.
Thank you.
That you have mentioned.
Please.
Thank you.
Follow. You, well, no, nobody else? Sorry, please. Be wise.
In the next case, perhaps the artist and LCSD can consider using recycled materials to create the artwork. It would be even better.
Thank you. Please.
The fact that they are artwork, I'm just wondering how often do we need to, you know, do we need to renew them? Like if it is an artistic piece of work, then you have to have another piece of artistic work like maybe every 2 years. So have we considered about the cost of having new artwork in those parks?
Yep. All right, Paul, if you'd like to gather all those together and respond. Yeah. And also pick up Vincent's point about walking and sleeping on the grass, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vincent's concern is also our concern. We got good policy. We know what to do at the sort of a managerial level. But how about the frontline staff? And so because of that, I did a briefing to all the managers and also the supervisory staff. And I also give them a PowerPoint presentation with voiceover and ask them to pass down the message to the frontline staff, including the security guards and even the cleaners. That is what we call the walk the talk. and so we want everybody in our department, not only our own people, but also the contractor staff, is well aware of opening up of the grass for people to walk, light, and having paddock on it. And so we hope that this message can carry out and can be implemented without any sort of problem coming back to us. Another thing is about the maintenance. When we first started the project, we had very long discussions with the artist is about the future maintenance of the equipment. We know that it's not only an artistic piece, but it's also a kind of furniture that will be very frequently used by the members of the public. And so the material being chosen must be a very common one. It must be durable, functional, and also it doesn't give rise to any future maintenance issues. And so because of that, we have spent quite a considerable time to develop the design, selection of the material, and also and see how functioning it is. And as Connie pointed out, we did two public engagements. One is testing the dummies when it was first started, and so the members of public actually tried on it, and we got their feedback. And on top of that, we also asked our maintenance agent, that is our architectural services department, to comment on the design. And we hope that this furniture can last for a longer period. It doesn't need to be renewed on a frequent basis. And certainly that's why we need to have a pilot and see how it goes. And based on the material which Douglas just mentioned and also the musical chair, it can make some sound when you peck on the note. But it doesn't mean that you need to maintain it very frequently. And so from our own perspective, we don't see any maintenance or even management problem with this new park furniture and signage. I don't know whether Connie would like to supplement.
Just on the use of recyclable materials?
Chairman and the members, when we start this project, so we already think it's very important. It's not just artwork, but it's more functional, so it's art furniture. And that is more durable. The other thing when we brief the artists, we also share with them is we want to be related to green issues. So we use solar panel systems for generated light, and also the ESDM is also a recycled material already. And I think this is what we try very hard at is we want to protect the harbour and also give a very good demonstration as we want to use something is protecting our world.
Thank you. Any other points, members? Peter, please.
Well, I think I'd support the broad comments that I think any artistic collaboration is really good. It is good to promote contemporary art on the waterfront. I do have one or two sort of questions or perhaps reservations. I this crossover between art and furniture is always a little bit tricky. One thing that I did think when you were making the presentation is that this was perhaps a temporary type of furniture rather than a more permanent. So the question is that although there is a sort of little trial period with one particular area with furniture in it, if the ultimate intention is to extend this throughout Hong Kong or throughout the waterfront, it also might get a little bit tired at the end of the day, and people get bored very easily with musical chairs and things like that. I do like this idea of collaboration between the design center and the art center and so on and so forth. And I can't help but feel that it's a novelty at the moment, but it could be taken much further. Mm. There is this sort of cross between standardization. If you look at the signage, it seemed to me there was one slide that showed two absolutely enormous signs actually obscuring the vegetation. So in one sense you can say we need less signage and not more, and one of the signs was actually just a new designed way of telling us yet more things we can't do. Everything was actually a negative on that sign rather than a positive. My other point really was that can you take that further? What about kiosks and things like that, and so on and so forth? Now I know that's a very contentious issue, but again, at the end of the day, what we've got is something a little bit more bright and colourful, moving away from pure functionality to something a little bit more sculptural, which is very good. But can we go further? Can we experiment more? Can we have more changes over time? And can we actually incorporate artistic and sculptural elements as well as simply making these utilitarian?
Cool. Paul, quick response. Thank you.
Yeah. To answer Peter's question, basically, these are the furniture. Even it has an artistic flavor in it. And so they are permanent. They are not been there only for a couple of years. We want there to be for a number of years at least. And so that's why this is a pilot. Basically, we want to test the concept. But we hope that in our future parts, we don't have what we call the prototype part furniture. Each part will have different sort of part furniture. What we need to look at is the material. As long as the materials are common in the market, as long as the design is appealing, maintenance will not be an issue. At the moment, because we just use the garden bench, we applied to over 1,000 parks. And so the people, when they've been to one park, they've been to 1,000 parks. We are not adopting this approach. We want to get away from it. But how far we can get away and to what extent we can get away, that's why we want to have the pilot and also a medium-term project to tell us how far we can do and how much we can do and how far we can go. And so that these two projects are so important. And so for the first one, we collaborate with the Hong Kong Design Art Center. The other one, we collaborate with the Hong Kong Design Center because they got more architects, more engineers within their outfit. And so they will give us more sort of their expertise on advice on the design and also the material to be selected. On the signage part, we try to cut down the number, but some of the signs cannot be avoided. I.e., if they are not allowed by the regulation, we need to put these signs up. Or there are some signs we want to make it more friendly tone, rather than keep on telling people that you are not to do this, that, and the others. We'll try to give them good advice so that when they come to our parks, instead of looking at no signs, they are looking for advice, and also they are giving a lot of good advice for them to enjoy our facility. And so that is the intention. We try to move from a sort of a godfather type of management to a more friendly type of management so that when the people come, they feel different atmosphere, they feel more welcoming and more well received by our own people. Thank you, Chairman.
Paul, thank you. I'm going to draw a line if members don't mind. Paul and team, thank you very much. I think
we all agree this is an interesting initiative, very supportive of the collaboration. I'm very interested to hear the outcome of public reception, public engagement and public reaction. So come back to us when you've tested the water a bit more, I think. But good luck with what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, members.